We have a guest with us this morning. Kelly Nelson is a storyteller, editor, and private pilot who enjoys the process of putting together a publication. She is the editor-in-chief of Aviation for Women magazine and very involved with an exciting program that we have here at Air Venture Oshkosh 14 called Women Soar, You Soar, and also Women Venture. So she's come to tell us a little bit, Kelly, about what you're doing at the show.
Hi, I'm really excited to be here with you guys today, and I'm very excited to be a part of Women Venture and Women Soar. We've seen some changes with the Women Venture program this year in that we've moved it to Wednesday, which is very exciting because it gives, we think, more people an opportunity to participate. We used to have it at the end of the week on Friday. We've moved it to Wednesday so that we can get some of the bunch that comes earlier in the week and those that are just starting their Air Venture week midweek to participate in our Women in Aviation Connect breakfast first thing in the morning at the Nature Center in the annual Women Venture photo that happens on Boeing Plaza. We've been doing that now for 7 years, so it's great to see that group grow every year.
And what time is that happening this year?
That happens at 11 a.m., and you are able to pick up your t-shirts for the photo at the EAA Welcome Center, the Women in Aviation booth in Hangar B, and the 99th booth, which I believe is also in Hangar B. You can pick those up anytime now so that you are prepared for the photo. And then right after the photo, we move into the Women Venture Power Lunch at 11:30 at Theater in the Woods. And we have Debbie Travis King, who flies the B-29 for the CAF, as our speaker this year. So we're really excited about that as well. We have a bunch of scholarships to give away. It's just great to see how that program has grown and to start seeing all of the women so passionately involved in when that photo started 7 years ago, now giving back and creating scholarships to be given away at the luncheon in conjunction with all of that. So that's kind of for those of us already in the aviation industry who already know we love airplanes and are doing something with it or ready to start taking lessons to help with that next generation, because we know we've got to start them young. We have Women Soar, which is for high school age girls. And those girls will be arriving here on the field at 2 o'clock today. There are 86 of them. All in high school age, and all of them interested in potentially pursuing an aviation career. So what we do is we pair them up with mentors from a variety of different fields. Got air traffic controllers and accident investigators, aerobatic pilots, aircraft mechanics, pilots. In the past, we've had astronauts, aviation journalists, such as yourself, Ms. Lavona.
That is correct.
All get a chance to speak with the girls. They get to ask their questions, spend some one-on-one time with these mentors, and really learn what a career in aviation is like. We also give them the opportunity to have some unique experiences here on the field. As I said, they're going to be arriving here at 2 o'clock, and they know they have some activities planned this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, I believe some of them are going on a trimotor ride, kicking things off early over the field. We have opportunities for them to participate in that Women Venture breakfast, and they're part of the photo every year, so they get to interact with and see with how many women in aviation there really are, which I think is inspiring to them. You know, it's always good to see there are people just like you doing the things you want to do. So we give them that opportunity this week, and that's another program that's just growing by leaps and bounds.
And how many of them are involved at this point? How many do you think?
As far as roughly graduates?
Well, yeah, I know you've had scholarship graduates who have come back and been junior counselors and then become mentors of this program, because it's 7-8 years old now, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say that one's 8 years old as well, because we started that right before we started doing the photo, and it's grown from a 1-day event to a 4-day event now, and they stay at the university. I'm not sure really how many, you know, in terms of numbers, but all of the feedback I've received is exactly what Amy described. You know, people who want to come back and be mentors, or people who come back year after year and just talk about how much that program meant to them, which is just great to hear.
And give back to the program that they,
absolutely,
that they participated in. That is nice.
Yeah, and one of the questions that I have received over time is, why do you have to have a girls' camp at Air Venture? Why can't they just do EAA Academy? And my answer is always, it's really different than the EAA Academy program. What do you tell them when they ask you that question?
Well, my theory is that, like I said earlier, you want to see people like you involved in aviation. And when only 6% of your pilot population is female, it's kind of hard. Sometimes you look around and you're not really sure, do women fly? You know, and it might be harder for young girls to find that mentor and get them involved in aviation. So here we give them an opportunity, a target-rich environment, if you will, where everywhere they look is somebody doing things that they've dreamed of and maybe they didn't think of before.
Well, one thing I've noticed is a lot of women, girls, they don't have the opportunity to know about general aviation as much. I mean, they do see that there are women at the airlines. They do see that there are women in the military, but they don't necessarily get the same exposure that the guys do growing up to, you know, just the hobbyist and the general aviation aspects of things.
Absolutely. So, and this gives them that broad range of exposure if, you know.
Because everything's targeted to the boys.
Right. And, you know, it just gives them that opportunity to dream big. You know, maybe they did come from a general aviation family, but just don't realize that, you know, you could be a controller or you could be. You know, there are all kinds of careers in aviation, even thinking outside of the really obvious ones, the pilots, the mechanics, the controllers, you know, the things that we all know and do. We also all know that there's need for marketing professionals in aviation. And it's really good if you have that aviation background and work for an aviation company. There's need for aviation journalists. There's, you know, I mean, aviation photographers, whatever your passion is, you can tie that to aviation and marry those two things.
I'm a research psychologist, so
yeah, there you go.
So,
exactly.
Airport managers and administrators. It goes on and on and on. Yeah. And you're right. One question I wanted to ask you. Now, these girls, all this is application specific. There's planning that goes into this. This isn't something where they just show up and decide, I want to do women soar, you soar. Can you talk a little bit about where people apply? For somebody who would want to do it next year, who knows it has a niece or a cousin or a daughter, what would they do for next year?
Sure, absolutely. There is an application process. It opens, you know, in early or late winter, I guess, you know, depending on where you are geographically, while the snow is still flying. And, you know, it's a very simple application process. I believe it's an essay, and it's all found online on the EAA website at eaa.org. And if you search Women Soar, in there, you'll find it easy enough. You can apply. There is financial assistance available because there is a small fee to attend. We do a lot of really exciting things with these girls. That's part of the registration fee. And they limit things to 100 girls. We often have groups that will sponsor a chunk of girls to come, which is excellent. We love to see that as well. And then we're also always looking for mentors. So also in spring, you'll see a call for women who would like to come and help mentor these girls that sign up to come for their four-day camp.
I've seen that on the Women in Aviation blog. You do a really good job of reaching out. And the mentors program, too, you're pretty careful to screen who's going to be in contact with those girls all the time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, you have to be. And we work with the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh very closely to make sure that we follow all of the usual guidelines for camp counselors and teachers and things like that. You know, it's very safe, and they've been a great partner for us, letting the girls stay there at the dorms, facilitating icebreaker activities and things. As I said, they're coming out here at 2 o'clock, but right now they're registering and doing icebreakers and getting to know each other and doing some fun educational activities over there on the UWO campus. So they've been a wonderful partner for the program.
Yeah, it's not just sitting around and being lectured to. It's very active. It's very interactive. I know you guys have done, like you said, icebreakers that are even a little bit physical, like a little ropes course or things like that. So the kids are anything but sitting around being lectured to, I think.
Right.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And The lunch on Wednesday is going to be really, really exciting, too, to have somebody who's flown or is actually flying the B-29.
Yes.
I think that's just terrific. So can you tell people one more time where they should go to sign up for the lunch if they haven't already done so?
Absolutely. All of the Women Venture activities that we've got going on Wednesday are, you can sign up for the breakfast yet at the Women in Aviation booth in Hangar B to kick off your morning. And then the lunch you can sign up for at the EAA Welcome Center and right at the door. It'll be at the Theater in the Woods. Breakfast, I believe, is $20 now on site registration, and lunch is $5. So we definitely hope you'll come out and join us. Don't forget to pick up your shirts and join us on Boeing Plaza for the photo at 11 then.
Oh, terrific. So tell us, if people want more information about the organization Women in Aviation International, where do they go?
Well, you can come visit us in Hangar B. We're in booth 2041. We've got some staff members here and volunteers on hand to tell you more about our organization. It's education, networking, outreach, and we have a lot of scholarships. I believe we're over the $500,000 mark this year of scholarships that we'll be offering at our conference in March.
Fantastic. And if you're on the web, you should, and you're listening to us today, you should go to WAI.org. Is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Kelly. We are EAA Radio, 1210 AM and 96.5 FM.